Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amato, your host, and we are here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Mark Delaney from Strangers into Clients. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, and I believe we met through Rochester Coffee, right? Is that right? Rochester Growth, Rochester Coffee?
That's how we hooked up to do this show, but we originally met at an event called Mass Construction Live last year.
That is true. That is true. You're right. So, and you spoke there and I spoke there. So, good memory. And I know we talked about that too. Now that I'm in my 40s, my brain's overloaded and I don't remember everything, you know, so.
But you know, there's a long way to go, David. You better work on that.
I know. I need a little vacation, right? So Mark, you know, give me the scoop. So, you know, you are an entrepreneur, have been for years. Tell us about, you know, pre-Mark entrepreneur. What were you doing before and how did it turn into the light bulb that went off in your head that say, hey, I want to do my own thing? And then tell us about the journey of that.
Well, I've always been a pain in the butt, in the butt.
Gotcha.
In that I'd always able to see what other people are doing wrong or, as you previously said, could do better. Mm-hmm. And those kind of conversations didn't go over well at Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner with my family. So the entrepreneurial bug came to me as a way of being able to, when people were willing to pay, to be told what they were doing wrong and how they could do better. That's the first thing. I'm an analytical technician by education. I was a chemical technician at Eastman Kodak Company. I've done software testing. I've done a lot of things that are very analytical, which is a little bit different than being entrepreneurial, if that makes sense to you.
Sure.
So there's this unique combination of being always doing everything in step-by-step manner, combined with the desire to make everything better, combined with the desire to want to help people be their best, and there you have me.
Very cool. So when did you start your business?
Officially incorporated in 2005.
Okay. So good. You've been doing it for quite a while.
Yes, but the first 10 years was absolutely terrible, absolutely a train wreck. It is only through persistence and grace that I survived 10 years. So one of the things I don't want is for people to go through those 10 years, whether it takes them 1 year or 2 years. I can give you a secret when you're ready for it, David, as to how to avoid the 10 years that I made with all those mistakes.
Well, I'm ready to hear that. I'm ready to hear about those 10 years, about that the roller coaster of those mistakes.
Well, sadly, it wasn't a roller coaster. It was just straight down. So a wise man, and I'll give him credit, his name was Chris Kenney. He said one day that people don't struggle because they don't know what to do. They struggle because of what they're unwilling to do. And for most of us in business, that means we love writing books, writing blogs. We love doing the work, we love doing the coaching, the making the product, but what we really resist at all costs is putting ourselves in a position where someone can tell us no, or what we call sales. And so I wrote 6 books in those first 10 years. I created video after video, all sorts of content. I've got enough content to last me the rest of my life. What I never did was try to sell that stuff, and that's why my business struggled. In 2015, Chris Kenney got me to start selling my stuff, and that's when I started making profits. And I would tell anyone out there, if you're not spending time every day selling yourself, you're probably not really in business, and until you're willing to do that, you will never reach your full potential.
So let me get this straight, if I'm hearing this correctly. You were just creating all this these products, this great content and products, and you were feeling good about yourself, but you weren't making much money because you weren't doing the other piece of just getting out and the rejection that comes along with selling. You just weren't doing the sales.
That is correct. I was a product manufacturer who didn't get paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's why I struggled. And I meet so many people. I meet people today. I work in a co-working space, and someone will come in new and hungry, and they want to learn how to develop their product, and they want to get office space, and they're buying all this stuff. And I say, how are you going to market that? And look at me like a deer in the headlights, like, what do you mean? Won't they just come to me? No, they won't come to you. They're already going someplace. You got to show them why. And I don't think enough people get that when they start their business.
So what did Chris say to you, or you know, how did he convince you to say, here's what you got to do to make it happen?
Well, it didn't take much convincing because I was in deep, deep trouble. If I didn't do something, something had to change. He just gave me a better plan as to how to actually get out of my house and do something. It wasn't the convincing part. It was just someone to tell me it's what you're unwilling to do that's holding you back, Mark. It's what you're unwilling to do. And I just needed to hear that. And the timing was right. And so almost as an instant, I turned myself around and started going out and selling. And what's amazing to me, if I can just say this, what products I did sell, I sold for $150 or less. And I can tell you that the first product I sold after this transformation, I sold for $3,000. It was easier to make that $3,000 sale than it was to make a $150 sale. And that shocked me. And it still shocks me till this day.
And why is that? What enabled you to sell the $6,000 easier than the $150?
I don't think it was me. I think the point I'm trying to make is it takes just as much work to sell something for $150 as it does to sell something for significantly more. It's the same sales process. They've got to make the decision. A person who only has $150, however, in their mind, they're thinking, okay, this is all I have. This better be really good. Generally speaking, if someone's got $3,000 or willing to invest $3,000, they've got a bigger need. They have more resources. I'm not going to say it's easy to sell it to them. I'm going to say it's a different sale, and it's not a harder sale, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what is your sales process? How did you all of a sudden turn on the light bulb? What types of activities did you start doing every day?
First off, just making a commitment to make contacts every day. I think that's what we all as marketers need to be. If we claim to be marketers, if we claim to be salespeople, first thing we got to do is make a commitment. I'm going to make X number of contacts every single day. And once you start making those contacts, you get better every day at those contacts, and then you develop your own sales process. But what most people I feel are doing is they're trying to wait until they get sales right before they actually go out and do sales. And it just doesn't work that way. You don't get good at something in a book or on a video. You get good at it by doing it.
So what was that number for you when you said, did you have a goal every day of the number of sales calls you were going to make?
I started out at 3, and I've worked my way up to 10 a day.
Good. And is that appointments, or is that just like, I'm going to make 10 cold calls?
I'm going to make 10 contacts. I try to avoid cold calls, 10 contacts. So I can go to a networking event and I can meet 5 to 10 people at a networking event fairly easily. And the qualifying thing is that I have to ask for either an appointment or a sale. I can't just strike up a conversation. I can't say, hi, my name is Mark, and give them a business card. I've got to say, hey, do you want to get together and talk about this? Or I've got to meet with somebody and say, hey, will you do business with me? If I don't do those two things, it doesn't count.
Excellent. I like it. So 5 to 10 a day.
Closer to 10 is my goal.
Yeah.
Because the thing about supply and demand still exists in business. If I talk to 10 people a day, I'm going to get a percentage of yeses. And that percentage is going to drive my prices higher. And that percentage, that's going to just give me what I really want from my business. But I do think there's a philosophy that we try to live by, which is put our clients first. And what I want to say about that is one of the ways I put my clients first is I care more about meeting them, engaging them, getting them as clients, and fixing what's wrong with their business than I care about them rejecting me.
Very cool. Hey, Mark, you know what? Hold on to that thought. That's a great thought. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back. I'm here with Mark Delaney from Strangers into Clients.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-354-9157. That's 1-800-354-9157. Again, 1-800-354-9157.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-515-3299 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-515-3299. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-515-3299. That's 800-515-3299.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Welcome back. We are here with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. We're here with a very inspirational guest and business owner today, Mark Delaney from Strangers into Clients. And Mark's talking about how he really got his business kicking. The first 10 years was, sounded, Mark, like you were kind of walking like Moses in the desert, a little lost, had a mission, but maybe weren't sure where you were going. Got a coach, and the coach really kind of supercharged you into getting focused into making sales calls every day. And now you're aspiring to do 10 contacts a day, and you're saying that contacts counts if you ask them the question, can we get together and talk about what I do, and or asking for the sale. And I think that's like, it's so simple. It's not brain surgery, but oh my God, it's like the most important thing that I agree with you that you could do for your business is just really, it's like putting fuel in the fuel tank every day, right? Keeping the momentum going, keeping the flywheel turning. So tell us a little bit more about that. You were telling us a little bit more, and it was getting even more exciting.
Well, the concept of putting the client first starts with me being willing to introduce myself to a potential client, because I can never put a client first if I don't do what it takes to get a client. And so my approach to getting clients is, first, I have to be proactive. Number two, I believe I have to be direct. One of the things about Strangers into Clients says that these people are not my friends. This is my first meeting. And I'm not, one of the worst things, David, you could ever say to me, and I hear this all the time, is, hey, Mark, we should get together and see how we can help each other grow our businesses. That is, to me, the most pathetic line a business owner can use. If you have something that can help me grow my business, tell me what it is. Don't let's get together under false pretenses where you want me to give you my list, or I'm going to share my list with you, or anything like that. I just think that is terrible, terrible training when someone teaches someone, hey, let's get together and see if we can help each other grow our businesses. Try that with Bill Gates. Try that with someone who's already famous and successful and see what they tell you. If you have something to sell, be direct about it and be honest. Hey, I see what you're doing, Dave. You know what? I think I can help you do it better if we could talk about doing this, and I provide my value to you right there. You're going to say, Mark, that's a great idea. Let's talk about it. I'm going to say, no, Mark, I don't think at this time it's a good time. But I'm directing to the point. If we meet, you know why we're meeting. No false pretenses. You're coming because I've given you something you believe can make your business better. Dave, I go to networking events all the time. Nobody ever tries to sell me anything. I don't understand it. Do I look like I don't have any money, Dave? You've met me. Do I look like I have at least a few dollars to buy something?
I think you look pretty darn sophisticated, Mark.
So why aren't people going to events and business events, and why aren't they telling people how they can help them get better? That's my question, and it's a question I know you can't answer, but it's very frustrating to me as I watch people have conversations with the people they already know, and I watch them in conversations with, hey, I'll call you and we'll schedule something, when they both have phones right there in front of them, and they can say, hey, let's schedule something right now.
Good point.
So
you did.
You can hear the passion in my voice about this. I get really worked up about this networking thing.
Yep. Yeah, that's have a purpose. And once again, it goes back to what it's not what people are willing to do. It's what they're unwilling to do. And that's what you're talking about.
That is exactly it.
Yep. Well, and so I will give you the testimonial that, you know, we have met a few times, but recently at the Rochester coffee event organized by Richard Glazer, and I told you about my radio show and said I positioned it as something that I could help you with, and then you were vigilant in following up with me, and here we are. So you're definitely a testament to what you're talking about. You're talking the talk and not only walking the walk.
Well, thank you. I think if you ask anyone who knows me, they'll tell you I'm not really shy about asking people to do business with me or less meeting to talk about how I can help them.
Yeah, I don't think the word shy would really describe you at all.
Well, truthfully speaking, I am shy. In my private life, I'm very shy and withdrawn. My parents are surprised to see me in business as I usually sit in a room by myself and talk or read. I'm really different in my personal life than I am in my business life. It's kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Okay. So there's a private Mark and a public Mark, huh?
There is. Now, maybe business Mark is so outgoing and forward that he burns out private Mark and all he wants to do is sit and watch TV by himself. I'm not sure, but
there's
definitely a difference. I am more naturally shy than otherwise.
Well, it's easy to be shy, so I give you credit for putting in the extra effort to be outgoing.
You know what I'd love to talk about the concept of being different, if we have time for that.
Absolutely. Talk about it. Let's go. I tell my kids, start to worry when you're acting like everybody else.
Yes. You know, I just watched the movie The Greatest Showman, and I'm not sure they did P.T. Barnum justice in terms of how he was a great marketer. But in the preview to the movie, he makes the statement, nobody ever made a difference being like everyone else.
Correct. Correct.
And I think that is so true. That made me want to see the movie when I heard that line, and yet that line's not in the movie.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
It's not in the movie. They edited that part out. But so now I use it as my own since it's not in the movie.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is, like, I see women who basically go to events dressed like they would dress if they were a man. I think that's crazy. Can I speak frankly, just real quick?
Sure. We're you know, rated G show, but yeah, go ahead.
So I am a black man. For those of you who don't know, I'm a black man. And I can tell you that the first thing everyone knows about me is that I'm black. For some people, that doesn't mean anything. For other people, it causes them, and I'm not joking, David, to clutch their purse, to lock their car door again, to look fearful when they see me. Now, that's not the impression I want to give to people. I can't hide that I'm black, so I try to dress and act in a way that acts like I own every room I walk into. And I walk around like I belong here. I wear brightly colored shirts most of the time. I don't wear your traditional two-piece suit. I wear jeans. I wear pink shirts, yellow shirts, lavender colored shirts, brightly colored shirts. I don't want people to notice me because I'm black, is what I'm saying. I want people to notice me because I look like I belong there. I look like I can help someone. And when I say, hello, my name is Mark, I don't want them to be afraid of me. I want them to think, I want to be just like him. That's how I define being different. And I think that so many people are trying to fit into this mold that they look and act and sound just like everyone else. Well, why would I want to hire you if you're just like everyone else? Why don't I just go after the lowest price? So I teach my clients and I teach myself that I want someone to want to hire me. I'm worth more than the average, quote, coach. I'm better than the average coach, and you can see it from the moment you introduce yourself to me right up until you're ready to hire me. I don't want to be like everyone else, and I counsel anyone who's hearing my voice today, stop copying the crowd, because you're going to end up just like them. Be special. Be yourself. Be unique. Yeah, let you come out, and the people who love you will pay you for what you do, as opposed to beat you down on price.
Mark, I have to tell you, that's probably the best advice we've had on the radio show so far. I love it. I love it. And so true. I'll say it again. The number one thing I say to my kids, and I actually printed out this quote and put it in their bathroom wall, is start to worry when you're acting like everybody else. I want them to be different. I was always different. I stood out. You ask anybody in high school, college, I was always my own person. I was very unique, and I hated just going with the current, right? And, be like a salmon, right? Go against the current, right? Only dead fish swim with the current, right? And so I agree with you completely. And I joke that my tagline for me personally is, I say, Dave Mamano, I'm not for everyone, you know?
So that, you know what? I say that too.
Do you?
I say that too. I'm not for everyone.
I'm not for everyone. If you like me, fantastic. Let's be friends. Let's help each other. I'll help you with your business. Let's see what we can do together. But if you don't like me, well, I am who I am. I'm really not going to adapt my personality to be your friend. And because I think my personality, and I'm sure yours is too, is I'm a good guy, right? I'm not doing anything terrible. And so if you don't like me, you know, it's kind of your problem. That's my philosophy.
Right. I always tell people I might not be the most popular or likable person in the room, but when I go to bed at night, I sleep like a baby because I didn't pretend to be something I wasn't.
Yep.
And I got everything off my chest.
Yeah.
I talked to the people I was supposed to. I asked what I was supposed to. I got told no when I was supposed to, but I don't go to bed with any regrets on most nights. And that feels pretty good.
Yep. That's great. That's great. Well, you know, Mark, you definitely stand out like a yellow tulip in a sea of red. That's my friend saying. So keep on doing that. I love it. And I want to ask you, Mark, too. You've been giving some great thoughts and advice. Tell us more about your actual business. So, like, what do you do for people?
So I do three things for people. Number one, I help them be different. I really, really get them being different. And the first way I help people be different is I get them out of their own head. And what that means is, again, put the client first. You can't be thinking about them rejecting you. You can't be thinking about your fears, your doubts, your hesitations. All you can think about is how you're going to help that person. David, coming on your show, all I thought about was how I was going to help the people who listen, and I was going to make you look good by choosing me as a guest. That's all I thought about. You know, we talked about this is my first ever Skype call. I'm not worried about that. I want to make sure that the things I say make you feel good and your audience benefit. So that's the first thing. Put the client first. Get out of your own head. Go do what you got to do. Don't worry about the consequences. Go do it. Second thing I do is I help them literally walk into rooms full of strangers and be able to convert strangers into profitable clients in the quickest, simplest, easiest, and least expensive manner. I think producing content is good. I think building relationships is good. But I think if you can walk up to somebody and say, hey, I see what you're doing. I can help you do it better. Can we talk about it? And they're willing to meet with you and hire you. Why produce a whole bunch of content and wait 3 weeks and have 3 meetings if you can do it in 1 meeting? And the third thing that I do is I help my clients answer 3 questions, and I'll give those questions to your audience, and I hope they use them. If someone else is more successful than you, it's because of 1 of 3 reasons. Number one, they know something better than you. They know something you don't know. Number two, they're doing something you're not doing. And number three, they're doing something better than you're doing. So when I look at a company that's bigger than mine, I ask myself, well, what do they know that I don't know? And if I figure it out, I start doing it. I ask, what are they doing I'm not doing? And if I see something they're doing, I'm going to start doing it. And I say, what are they doing better than I'm doing? And I'm willing to admit they're doing it better than me. So I try to copy them and do it better and better and better all the time. Now, I don't have to be better than Facebook or Google or companies like that. I just need to be better than the other coaches and consultants in Rochester. That's all I need to be better than. And so those are the 3 things I do for my clients. Get them out of their own head so they're different, help them convert strangers into clients, and teach them how to learn what better companies are doing and doing better than others.
Very focused plan. I like it. You say it with such confidence, and I admire the focus, because a lot of business owners and coaches, for that matter, don't really have a focus. So I think that's a great focus. So, and I'm specifically interested in number two, you know, and I'm not saying you have to give away your secret sauce, you know, what are some of the ways that you teach your clients to convert strangers into clients?
Well, I've been saying it all along. So I don't believe there's really a lot of secret sauces, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think there's a combination of four things that happens that I do for my clients. Number one, I give them a complete game plan. You know, you can learn how to generate traffic, you can learn how to write content, you can learn how to close, but I focus on a complete game plan. From hello, my name is, all the way up to, hey, thank you for doing business with me. Hey, who else do you know that might benefit from this? So comprehensive game plan. Number two, step-by-step processes. What do you say? When do you say it? If they say yes, what do you say? If they say no, what do you say? I believe that that process from beginning to end needs to be there. Number three, skills. You know what? It takes skills to walk into a room of strangers and say, identify who you should talk to and who you shouldn't talk to. It takes skills to know, okay, this one's not going to work. I need to move on. It takes guts to say, this person's now turned this around and they're trying to sell me something. I'm not here to buy something. I'm going to go to the next person. And so skills. And then number four is the ability to do what you already learned. I see so many people, David, in workshop after workshop after workshop, and I say, hey, did you try to do that thing you learned at workshop? They go, oh, not yet. I'm still working on this other thing. Don't go to a workshop if you're not going to use what you learn, if you learn something that works. So I got a request of your audience, David, and you might freak out on this, but I think it's important. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me and you hear something you like that you can start doing, go do it. If you're not going to do it, stop listening, because you're just going to frustrate yourself. So the next time you take a workshop, listen to someone like me, listen to David's show. I want you to listen with the frame of mind. If I learn something, I'm going to do it. No questions, no doubt, no hesitation. I'm just going to go do it.
You know, Mark, I love that. I just heard a podcast. A friend of mine interviewed this guy, Larry Broughton, who owns a bunch of hotels on the West Coast. And he had a great quote. And I think it was from one of the generals from World War II he got it from. But it went something like this, and it's not word for word, but a plan violently executed today is much better than a plan that is planned out for next week. Just do it.
That's true.
Just do it.
Let's do it. That's true.
You know, I mean, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Hey, Mark, we're going to take one more quick break, and we will be right back with Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Mark Delaney, a company called Strangers in Decline.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC. Stocks are solidly higher today. The Dow up 195, the Nasdaq 70, the S&P 26. The NRA under fire on Main Street and Wall Street. Symantec will no longer offer discounts on secure software to NRA members. Chubb will stop underwriting an NRA insurance policy for gun owners. And Florida Governor Rick Scott says he'll make it virtually impossible for anyone with mental illness to ever own a gun in that state. In other news, General Mills buying natural pet food company Blue Buffalo for $8 billion cash. Citigroup refunding $335 million to some credit card customers. The bank raised interest rates on people who had missed a payment or two. Chinese carmaker Geely taking a $9 billion stake in Daimler. Geely owns Volvo. Daimler makes Mercedes. And Audi will put technology in its cars that will replace EasyPass and other toll tags people now stick on their windows. Look for it later this year. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC.
The stock market's been kicking butt and everyone's making the easy money. I'll take it. But it's the smart investor who sees ahead, knows it can't last forever, and prepares now for uncertain times ahead. If that's you, there's not a better time than right now to discover my Money Press method. Hi, this is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 24 years. And once you discover the Money Press, you'll be able to haul in more cash than you ever thought possible, no matter what kind of market, all while sleeping like a baby at night. You can even start small, like with $10,000 or less. But don't take my word for it. Let the proof do the talking. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video from one of the crazier market times we've lived through. It reveals how my money press method earns me between 4 and 5% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my real brokerage account. You're 7 minutes away from discovering a brand new playbook when it comes to trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com to get started. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free Endless Pool Idea Kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information. 800-281-4117. That's 800-281-4117.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Welcome back to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. So happy to be here today with Mark Delaney from Strangers into Clients, really giving us some incredible motivation about just really execution, making it happen, right? We, you know, so Mark was talking about the first 10 years of his business were tough because he was kind of like ready, aim, ready, aim, ready, aim. Wasn't doing too much firing, which is really the sales calls, right? And you know, there's a story that I heard when I first started my first company. Don't be the hot dog vendor that doesn't sell hot dogs. You know, there was a hot dog vendor that got the cart, painted it just so, put the umbrella just so, got the sign just right, kept on perfecting the look of the hot dog cart. Before you know it, he ran out of money because, you know what, he wasn't selling any hot dogs. Sell the darn hot dogs, right?
That's right, exactly.
Yep. So, Mark, tell us, you're telling us more about how you convert strangers into clients. Expand on that a little bit more because I know that's really kind of the core of what you do.
So I would like for you to picture your client. I'm assuming that if you're a business owner, you solve a problem or you give someone their greatest desires. And I just want you to think about the last time you went to the doctor. Did you want the doctor to basically meet with you 3 or 4 times, or did you want them to just prescribe something that fixed the problem and you were done? I believe that's how our customers are. If a customer has a problem, they don't want to read your free report. They don't want to read your blog. They want you to provide them with a solution. And the concept behind Strangers into Clients is we provide solutions for people. If your business is struggling, we'll help you make more money. That's my commitment to you. But you don't want to read my blog or read my book if it's not going to solve your problem, right? No matter how good the book is, you want your problem solved. That's the foundation behind what we teach our clients.
That's great. So, Mark, from a personal productivity perspective, what do you personally do best? What is your superpower as a business owner?
I would have to say, if it's going to be a superpower, it's the inability to quit, the inability to give up, the inability to be discouraged beyond the good night's sleep. That no matter what happens, you guys can count on the fact that I'm going to be here tomorrow doing the same thing, not specific, but I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to show up tomorrow. And I think that would be the thing that has kept me in business even when I wasn't making money. It keeps me in business when things go wrong. It keeps me in business through personal crisis. It's the thing that I think I do best, the ability to keep going.
Beautiful. That's great. So you're obviously you're doing really well. How long have you been in business now for?
I think 13 years.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And so I want to ask a little bit more of you personally, if you don't mind, because I'm always looking for just good habits of entrepreneurs so that we can learn and grow. And like you said, just copy people who are ahead of us. So someone who is just starting out, what would you tell them to do from a personal habit perspective? What's keeping you feeling energetic and healthy and keeping you on the top of your game mentally? What are some of the daily, weekly habits that you engage in?
So we created something called Championeering, which is based on Disney's Imagineering. And basically, it's writing about a day in my life in the future when I have everything I want as if it's already happening. So it's not affirmations where you say these mindless things over and over again. It's literally looking forward to a day in your life where it's everything you want, the income, the business, and you talk about what you did to get there. So it's not just this fantasy you created for yourself. It's also talking about what you did to get there, the thoughts, the emotions, the decisions, the choices. So it's like, so let's just say 10 years from now, I'm happy and filled with joy because I'm still healthy. I still have full motion. I'm rich. And I'm rich because my business is still producing income because 10 years ago, I made a decision to go on a Dave Romano show. And that led to so many referrals and calls that it made my life. That's something like that is an example of championeering that I do on a daily basis.
Great. How about some health habits? Any personal health habits that you do on a regular basis?
I exercise like crazy when I exercise. My words per minute while I exercise are about 2. I don't talk to people when I'm there. I'm basically there to work out. I work out pretty intensely, and I do it every day, almost at about 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't say I eat well, but I don't eat poorly all the time. So all things in moderations. And I have a saying that genetics, you can't beat them. You can only ruin them. So I try not to ruin my genetics. I'm blessed with good genetics.
Well, you're certainly handsome.
Well, that's, thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. I got to learn to say thank you.
You say thank you. Exactly. There you go. So Mark, so, you know, some books maybe that changed your life or really helped you from a personal or business perspective. And maybe I'll frame it this way. If it's around Christmas time and, you know, there's a friend of yours is starting a business and you think to yourself, you know what, I'm going to give him or her this book or these books to help him or her out. What would those books be?
So, you know me, always be different. I'm going to say, tell the story that Think and Grow Rich was the most disappointing book I ever read. And I'll tell you why. Think and Grow Rich has a chapter called Sex Transmutation. And it talks about the power of it. But it doesn't tell you how to actually do it. And that's the problem I have with a lot of books. Now, I'm not saying books are bad, but I'm trying to make a point about what you read. A book that doesn't tell you how to get the full benefits of what it's proposing, it just doesn't really help you. It makes you aware of something, but if it can't bring it to reality, then it doesn't work. So with that in mind, one of my favorite books is a book called Deep Work by Cal Newport. And basically, it's a book about focused work time, not working with one eye and checking your email with the other, but deeply focused on getting major tasks done. That's a book I like. We have a local author named Joe Marone. He has basically one book out, and it's a great book. So just Google Joe Marone and look for his book. I found that book very helpful.
That's fantastic. So what I want to ask you, you know, it sounds like the first 10 years were very difficult for you. But you learned and you continued and you did not give in to
Dave, forgive me. Can I stop you for a second?
Absolutely.
First 10 years weren't difficult. Because I wasn't being rejected.
Ah, okay.
So here's the deal, and I think this is an important point I want people to understand. We see people who are in business driving in nice cars, wearing nice clothes, and we assume they are the ones who are generating that revenue from their business. And oftentimes it's not. It's a spouse, it's a retirement fund, it's life savings, it's some other way that person's being propped up. So the reason I was able to spend most of those first 10 years not focused on revenue is because I had a wife who actually had a really good income. And if I can be honest, it wasn't until she got tired of supporting my business that I find Chris Kenny and able to get change. So when you say I was beat up and it wasn't tough for me, I need to people understand how deeply rooted we are in our mind that we can sit there knowing we're not making any money and act like everything is well because we're not being rejected. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, that's a great point. So you were enjoying the journey. You just weren't making much money.
I wasn't in pain. I'll just put it that way. I can't say I was enjoying the journey. I wasn't in pain. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't want to deal with what was really wrong.
Okay. So how do you now today that you've kind of seen the light where you need to make, you're striving for 10 sales contacts a day. You seem like a guy that has a plan. So how do you schedule your day so that you're still able to find time to produce content that helps people, meet with people that are clients and prospect? You kind of have a daily rhythm that helps keep you in track.
I do. I have a matrix from my technical days, and basically it's score 250 points first. So 250 marketing points has to do with more than just making 10 contacts. It has to do with appointments. It has to do with how much money I collected that day, because that's the ultimate goal. If I collect, I think it's $1,300 in one day, I don't need to score any points or make contacts, because that's the goal, collecting revenues. So I have a matrix that defines marketing activities based on a point value. I need to score 250 of those points every day, first thing. Then I want to do 4 to 5 what I call deep work segments, as I described the book earlier, where, you know, if I spend 5 hours focused on getting stuff done, I can build my infrastructure and I can do everything else in my business I need to do. So for me, the goal is 250 points a day and 4 to 5 deep work segments. If I do those two things, I've had a really good day.
Very cool. And you do that. You try to do that every day. What happens when you don't do it? Are you bummed out, or you just say, you know what, I did the best I can, and on to the next day?
For the most part, choice number 2. Mm-hmm. But I need to recognize a pattern. Am I doing this 3 days a week all of a sudden, or is it just a flyer that happens once a month? I got to be careful to stay focused on 250 a day, 4 to 5 deep work segments.
That's great.
Hey, one thing. Can I make a point real quick?
Absolutely.
There's a good day and there's a successful day. A good day is when I get good results. A successful day, however, is when I do something to produce future good results. Which one do you think is more important today?
I would say the second one.
The successful day. If you have enough successful days in your life, you will have a string of good days.
Yep.
But if you have a good day and sit on your butt and do nothing, you're going to have a lot of struggling days.
Yep. It's the compound effect of successful days, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, the book from Simon Sinek about discovering your why.
Yes.
What is your why? What motivates you to get up every morning with vigor and go out and attack the world?
Two reasons. And I wish they were more philosophical and in nature. Number one, I'm just driven to do this. This is what I feel like my God with a capital G prepared me to do, and I'm just trying to do it to the best I can. Additionally to that, when I work with a client and they get results, that really makes me feel great. Number three, I like the nice things in life. You know, I want a better car. I want a bigger house. I want stuff. I want to be able to give more. I want to be able to do what I want to do, and money helps you with that. But I think there's an internal drive that believes the world would be a better place if I ran it. But I can't run the world, but I can really impact people's lives by teaching them how to make their part of the world the way they want it to be. And I do that by helping people grow their businesses.
And that's beautiful. I love it. I love the honesty in it too. So that's fantastic. So, Mark, one kind of fun question before we have to go. If you could spend an hour with somebody famous in history, who would that be?
It would have to be Jesus Christ.
All right.
I would not want to live in those times, but I would love to spend an hour with him.
You know, you're the second person this week that has said that. So why do you say that?
Well, on April 4th, 2007, that was the day I specifically gave my life to him, and he has guided me and helped me through a lot of tough situations. I'm not a preacher. I don't play one on your show, but I will tell you, he has made my life able to cope. I'm able to cope with my life in large part because of him. He is my savior. He is my leader, and I try every day to make him proud of me. And I fail a lot of days, and he forgives me. But that's who I would spend an hour with if I had a chance to.
Excellent. Yep. Yep. Well, as long as you're striving, you're right. There's definitely a lot of forgiveness along the way, right?
There has to be. There has to be.
Yep. Yep. So, well, Mark, great, great interview. Thank you so much. I'm here with all, you know, Mark Dulaney from Strangers into Clients. Great interview, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, your experience, your journey, and really your energy. I think your enthusiasm is contagious, and really appreciate you sharing your insights with us for today. Mark, if people are pumped up, they're like, I like this guy, want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to visit strangersintoclients.com. You can also call me at 225-3077. That's 585 area code. I will not answer, but you can leave me a message. I'll certainly reach out and talk with you. Those are the two best ways. Visit my website. You can actually schedule time with me right on my website, or you can call me and I will call you back if you call and leave a message. But you got to leave a message.
Got to leave a message. All right. Mark Dulaney, Strangers into Clients. Thank you so much for your time. Totally appreciate it.
Can I thank you? Because you were amazing in the interview. You made it easy for me to be great by doing a great job yourself. So thank you so much for what you do and your time.
Oh, you're very nice. I appreciate that. I'll give you 5 minutes to stop. No, I'm just kidding. We got to go. But thank you. Appreciate that very much, Mark. And I also want to thank everyone for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I hope you found this show helpful. Once again, reach out to Mark. Strangers into Clients is his website, or you can give him a call. And last but not least, if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com or visit my website, www.davidmamano.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.